This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I love it. I've been here off and on since the early 80s, 1981. And so I've always known for Nevada to be the shift work capital of the world, even. All right? I mean, we live on 24/7 towns. Now, a lot of other towns are trying to catch up. They start to have 24-hour businesses. You know, I think, you know, you got convenience stores, and now many other states have casinos. But Nevada is huge for that. And it's because when you guys come to our lovely cities, whether it's Reno, whether it's Carson City, whether it's Las Vegas, many of you guys like to be up till 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And then you get hungry for breakfast 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. So we might as well just be open all night long. And it's a happening place. It's the city that never sleeps. Although, is New York the city that never sleeps? Yeah, because, I mean, Vegas needs to get that. Well, unfortunately, we have news that shift work is a surefire way for you to gain weight. And that people who do shift work are more at risk of gaining weight. Now, I told you guys, I noticed something very similar when I was a medical student working 36-hour shifts. I thought I would lose weight because I wasn't sleeping. So since you don't seem to be exercising and running around and burning as many calories when you sleep, I figured, well, if I was up for 36 hours, I would get super skinny. And the opposite happened. I started to gain weight. And I really didn't increase that much more of my calorie consumption. I mean, I would have a snack at 2 and 3 in the morning, but that was about it. So there is some, I guess, mechanism that seems to happen where if you do shift work, you are more at risk of gaining weight. Unfortunately, you are also more at risk for diabetes. You're also more at risk for heart problems, digestive issues, and even depression. So many of you go, okay, well, wait a second, that only happens when you're sleep deprived. Well, I'm a shift worker and I don't get sleep deprived. And I go, well, maybe. How many hours are you sleeping when you do shift work? Well, I get home at about 6, 7 in the morning, and then I go to sleep, and then I wake up at noon, and then I do some errands, I pick up the kids from school, and then I start getting ready to go to work. Okay, well, what's wrong with that picture? You went home at 7, and you woke up at noon. 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night, assuming you fell asleep right at 7:01, that's not enough. And many of you say that those of you that do shift work, you cannot sleep the full 8 to 9 hours. Now, the problem we're having that I'm noticing in my neck of the woods is a lot of older individuals, your middle-aged folk, they're getting smart. And before I closed my practice to go and teach at Toro University, they would come to me and say, look, I got to get the day shift, and I need you to help me do it. I can't do this anymore. Now, keep in mind, swing was one of the most lucrative shifts. I mean, you being able to do swing shift, it's still the most money is your, you know, 5 to 2, 5 to 3. I mean, you know, night shift, but your graveyard shift, not so good. And so the people that are working the full graveyard shift, I mean, coming home at 2 in the morning, some people can handle that. But coming home at 5, 6 in the morning when it's daylight, they feel it. And especially when you start getting middle-aged. So once you're middle-aged, you start to feel it. And you're like, okay, you know what? I need to do something. Well, all right, you need to do something about it. Well, the young guns, they don't want the graveyard shifts. I mean, in the olden days, you guys remember that? In the olden days, last one hired was first one fired or the last person, you know, there was seniority. Many businesses or companies don't operate that way. So if you have more marketability, okay, doing the swing shift, you're going to get the swing shift. You know, that happened to me when I was waiting tables. You know, I got the shifts I wanted because I had energy, I had the bounce, I had the, you know, it was just, it was a good fit for where I was working. Okay, this is when I was waiting tables, you know, restaurant and drinks, etc. Don't worry, I was in basically shirt and khakis. It wasn't anything revealing, trust me. But so that's a problem. So here you are. Now you're becoming middle-aged. You may not be as marketable with your looks compared to some of the 20-some-year-olds, and you can't handle the graveyard shift. Well, that's a problem. Now, you know, another thing throughout the whole country I've noticed is something we call the golden shackles. Well, that was a term we used to use. I don't know what they use it now. Where when you're younger, you don't continue through school for a variety of reasons, okay? And it's understandable how a lot of kids are being disillusioned with putting thousands and thousands of dollars into a college degree that won't help them get a job, so I get that. But you end up getting a job where you make some good money with tips. There are bartenders that make close to $500,000 in this town. There's many that make six figures. Cocktail waitresses doing really well. And so people who work in the clubs making $250,000 a year. So obviously that's twice, three times what many doctors make. So it's very hard to convince young people to go through school and get a degree to be a doctor or to go to first responder careers or, you know, police force, law enforcement, etc., when there's jobs out there where people are making that kind of bank. And then all of a sudden, and this, I see it all the time, all of a sudden these people start getting into their 50s. And now they're getting into their 60s, and they look good, and they can't hustle drinks anymore. So it's, and because of the health. So we know that shift work, unfortunately, can be risk to a variety, can put you at risk for a variety of things. But if you are young now, and you see you have an opportunity of changing lanes, you need to think about taking a step back financially to make that change. Because the idea of, well, I'm going to put all this money away, so by the time I'm 40, I have huge savings. I don't really see a lot of you guys do that out there. So either do it or start switching careers so you have longevity when you're older. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we got a lot of news to get to, but one of you had emailed me because you said that you were being forced into retirement. And you were scared because you've seen studies of people that go into retirement, they die earlier. And I want you to just relax for a little bit, all right? It's what you do in retirement, that myth that you're going to retire and then die. It's been dispelled. But it all depends on what you do in retirement. Yes, depression can ensue, lack of exercise. Sometimes you need that little bit of stress. And so, obviously, these are very, very important things that you need to be aware of if you are going into your quote-unquote retirement. And some of you guys, some of you teachers, you have been teaching for, what, 30 years, and you already qualify for retirement. And then you go, and you're a little nervous about it, although most of the teachers I know, they can't wait. You know, they're like, please, right? Box up my desk and get me out of here. God bless you teachers out there. Well, this was an interesting study that came out. The best and worst states to grow old. Alright, and many people think Florida or Arizona would have the top spot. Why? Because Florida, you have the sun, you don't have state income tax, you got beautiful beaches. Arizona, you don't have the humidity, so for those of us with arthritis, we don't seem to have as many arthritis issues. We don't have to be dealing with snow, we don't have to be dealing with hurricanes. Alright, but this is very interesting. They say for the best states to retire, northern states actually had a remarkably strong showing. This is a new study coming from caring.com. And guess who won as the state, which is the best one to grow old in? South Dakota. Then came Iowa. Then came Minnesota, which is great because Genesis Communications Network, their headquarters is in Minnesota. And many of the guys over there at GCN, you know, after listening to my show, they're all gray and, you know, ready to kick the bucket. So, you know, God forbid, but, you know, listening to my show, looks like that actually put Minnesota in the top ranks. Alaska came in number 4, and then number 5 was Oregon. Believe it or not, Florida and Arizona both had fairly disappointing results, coming in 31st. Florida came in 31st, and Arizona came in 17th. Guess who came in a dead last? West Virginia. Why? Because it was quote-unquote poor health care and quality of life rankings. The worst states, according to caring.com, were West Virginia, number 50. Then at number 49 was New Jersey. 48 was New York. 47 was Kentucky. And 46 was Indiana. So I guess this data came from Genworth Long-Term Scorecard, which is a joint effort that includes the AARP, Gallup Healthways, along with their own data. And collectively, the groups looked at the median cost of home health services, assisted living, quality of life and care, current well-being, and more. The group made its rankings on 12 categories, half related to finance and half tied to quality of life and care. What was surprising is this was not the first time that northern states have done better than southern. In March, Wyoming had topped Bankrate.com's list for the best places to retire, and then South Dakota came in a close second. And West Virginia and New York, again, among the 5 worst on that list. They say if you're looking to be in a state with warm weather, South Carolina was top in the survey. That ranked 8th overall, and North Carolina came in 15th. So, you know, why would I bring this up? Well, I don't know where Nevada is. See, I would say Nevada would be one of the best places to retire. And the reason why is there's always something to do. You know, look, I'm in my 40s, and I don't think about retirement, but I do think about growing old. And I get a little nervous because I see what happened with my family. What happened with my family when they were growing old is nobody was around to take care of them. Nobody wanted to travel to them. When we did live in state, you know, they couldn't take care of, you know, their house. They couldn't take care of, I mean, we've had family back east in the snow. And so, you know, when you take a look at that, you're like, okay, well, wait a second. You know, I could shovel a sidewalk if I have to and shovel my driveway now. But what if I don't have anybody to do that? What if I have trouble driving? You know, I mean, can I get around? Is the grocery store right there? You know, if I needed to take care of myself, if God forbid something happened, could I do it? And, you know, so these are things that we don't like to think about, but you need to. You need to prepare for the future, okay? I mean, you always have to, you know, I mean, we take for granted that we can just hop in a car, you know? But another thing that I worry about is keeping busy. I want to be able to enjoy myself. I want to be out there, you know? I have family members who are widowed, and they're out there meeting people, They're going dancing. And Vegas offers, one of the reasons why, and I'm really surprised Nevada isn't on this list, considering there's no state income tax. But what kind of, surprises me is, you have a lot of things to do in Nevada, and it has nothing to do with gambling. You got free music all the time. You got bands all the time. And I'm not saying this because I'm trying to do a commercial for Nevada. But if you asked me which of these states would I go to, I would probably want to travel a lot to the Dakotas and to Montana, because I think it's gorgeous up there in Wyoming and Alaska. So I would definitely want to be near the woods. I'd also want to do some heavy-duty fishing. So I would probably want to be somewhere near the Pacific or near the Atlantic. I would like to still stay in the South so I could use my Spanish. And so I kind of would want to be everywhere. But Nevada, luckily, and where I live in Vegas, it's a mecca for older people. And it's just, you got good restaurants, you got the arts, jazz, you got Broadway shows, and you could eat cheaply. All right? There are ways to eat inexpensively in Nevada, and there are ways to do things inexpensively because they know seniors are here. So I just kind of found that fascinating. And, I don't want you guys being afraid of growing old. Okay? Because growing old now means something entirely different. Old used to be, remember grandma and grandpa was in their late 50s, early 60s? And, my parents were like, okay, we just got to make it to when you get Social Security. And then, you're like, gosh, they're old. Well, please. Okay? We got people twice that age on the Supreme Court. So, you can do a lot now. We're living longer. But in order for you to live longer, and in order for you to have that longevity, you need to think about things early. Okay? One thing I'm thinking about is, where are my kids going to be later? I don't want to be far away from my kids. Okay, I know they want to be far away. In fact, they already have a map and they're plotting. I'm like, well, what if I move here? And then you see them go, oh, I think I'm going to go over here. Okay? So, chasing the kids is good exercise. Chasing the kids is good exercise. All right? I've already started to have a plan. Well, hopefully I'll be doing radio. Okay? I don't know if you guys are going to be listening to my show 40-some years from now, but I plan to still do my show if Genesis Communications Network lets me. I know the guys are like, oh, no, please. We were hoping Dahlia would get kicked off the air this month. Nope, not happening. I'm hoping to still teach. Okay, there's a lot of ways I can still teach medicine and teach new students. True, I won't be able to use an abacus or leeches. And, they use, all these new medications. So I can learn that stuff. But, what is your plan? What's your long-term plan? Because otherwise you guys are just going to freak out about it. And the more you stress about it, then the less you're going to be able to, accomplish. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One puff of synthetic pot, spice, caused a man to die. This spice is on the rise where it's not real marijuana, but it's a mix that a lot of Americans are doing because it doesn't show up on drug tests and it's supposed to give you a high, and it's called spice. Some 8,000 spice poisonings were reported in the U.S. last year, which The Guardian calls one of the drug's most damaging years since its introduction to the U.S. over a decade ago. And unfortunately, there was a man that took one single dose in Mississippi and unfortunately died. So the potency is hard to predict. You don't know what you're getting. Many times they're labeled as an herbal essence. A lot of times you buy them at, gas stations. And unfortunately, these things are causing major damage and death. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got to give a shout-out to Jacob Gossel, who helped me produce that song. It looks like we got the go-ahead from the band director, Tony Labonte, from UNLV's Athletics, to use that song for the Running Rebels football and basketball launch to their seasons next year. So pretty exciting stuff, because you guys know I love sports, and I love Jacob. He's a really brilliant songwriter and producer. So the two of us combined made this, and it looks like the university liked it. So here's the thing. Okay, I can't do sports. That, you know, you don't know how frustrating it's been. Where here I am, I love sports. And I love football. And the most us women get to do are be cheerleaders. Well, you guys have seen pictures of me in, you know, I mean, in high school. Okay, I mean, first, you have to shave your legs when you're a cheerleader. Okay, two, you got to be able to jump without peeing on yourself. And three, you got to be able to do the splits. Okay, I couldn't do that. Okay, I mean, I could run track, that's about it. And I guess I could clobber somebody in football, but us women, we really didn't have powder puff football back then. So if you wanted to be at the football games, you had to, you know, be a cheerleader. You know, and I'm just not, and I really wasn't that pretty. You know, you gotta be good looking to be a cheerleader. So, you know, doing it, another way, where you get involved from the music standpoint, okay, and the cheers, that allows me to be somehow near the football field. So, boom. Well, you know what? I gotta tell you, I have been the team doctor, not for any college setting, but for high school, and that's been very, very exciting. You know, being there for the games and doing that. So that could be very interesting, but, no, I really like the music and the show business part of it. So, but just Jacob Gossel, brilliant, brilliant guy. You gotta check out some of his stuff on YouTube. Okay, guys, remember years ago, I think it was back in 2004, they were talking about eating a turkey sandwich so you wouldn't get multiple sclerosis, MS? Well, here we are 12 years later with another study saying, look, guys, eating turkey could help protect against multiple sclerosis. And I don't like turkey. I like corned beef. I'm not a real turkey eater. I mean, look, I eat a lot of chicken, but I really love red meat, and I really love pink meat, like Hebrew National salami, corned beef. I love that. I don't like brisket. A lot of people think Jews love brisket. That has got to be the worst way to eat beef. I never understood that. You'd see my mom, okay, because remember, beef was, you know, if we had beef, right, because for a holiday dinner, that was very special. We didn't eat a lot of beef because beef was expensive. And so when my mom brought home beef, I was thinking, okay, we are going to marinate that. We are going to make it so succulent. We're going to, and then apparently you cut it against a grain, and then it's brisket. And brisket is the worst tasting beef. Am I the only one that feels that way? 1-877-TALK-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I keep forgetting to have you guys call it. Yeah, I just don't like brisket. No, brisket is not for me. If you're going to eat beef, you know, like make it like prime rib or make it a nice yummy roast that you take the knife and all the juices fall out of it and it's just, oh, yum. Anyway, let's go back to turkey. I mean, I like turkey, but I like dark meat. So like Thanksgiving, I always like eating the leg. I don't like a whole leg, but I like leg and thigh. Thigh meat, I really, really like. So that's kind of yummy stuff. Okay, so they say eating turkey can help prevent against developing multiple sclerosis. This discovery is because, now get this, let's go back a little bit, okay? So in 2004, right, they were talking about eating a turkey sandwich helps, you know, fight MS. I think in 2014, because I need to remember, because I remember talking to you guys about this a couple years ago on air. In 2014, I believe, they talked about how your gut bacteria could affect brain inflammation. So you could possibly prevent certain neurological diseases if you work on your gut microbiome, the bacteria in your gut. Now what they did is they linked the two. So they investigated if eating turkey, the reason why it might be helping against MS is because it may affect the bacteria in your gut. So that's how this little triangle fits together. And since multiple sclerosis is degeneration of the nerves, the myelin sheath along the nerves, causing, unfortunately, loss of conductivity. It's like you know when you have a bunch of wires that start to fray, all of a sudden things don't work, all right, because you're losing that protective coating. That's kind of what MS does. And so scientists at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston analyzed samples from MS patients, and they found evidence that changes in diet and gut microbiota could influence the astrocytes. Now, the astrocytes are cells in the nervous system found in the brain. These astrocytes are the ones that seem to influence certain inflammation and neurodegeneration that could cause MS. But this influence was linked to the amino acid tryptophan. So you know how many of you guys, you eat turkey and you say, well, turkey will help me sleep because of tryptophan? That's what they're talking about. It's an amino acid. And this is found in abundance in turkey, which is why after turkey dinner, you guys want to go to sleep. So the higher the level of tryptophan in the system, the less likely this inflammation would occur. Now, the discovery, they think, could lead to new therapies to treat MS, which means what if you bottle up tryptophan and feed that to somebody at risk of MS? All right. Now, MS could be genetic, but many people with MS, we don't know why they get it. And so it would be very interesting to ask patients with MS if they ate turkey. And if the majority of them said, no, Thanksgiving dinner, I usually just eat the vegetables. Then you're like, that could be something. But if you have somebody go, what the heck are you talking about? I eat turkey all the time and I got MS. Then that's an issue. But here's the thing. You could live with MS if you slow down the neurodegeneration and you preserve as much of that nerve as possible to conduct the signals. So, slowing MS down could be the way to go. Now, MS we usually see more often in females than males. It usually has a I see a lot of women start getting this middle age, but many times it has a younger onset. But you can get it at any age. You can get MS at any age. So looking at what you eat, again, here's another story and another study, looking at how what you eat could affect things later. And this makes so much sense. You are what you eat. And unfortunately, I think we have only the last couple of years are we really starting to investigate this gut microbiome. And I've told you guys what that is. Basically, you have zillions and zillions of bacteria in your body. And they live there on purpose. And they do a job. These gut microbiome, your microbiome is basically your housing of bacteria. And you walk with it everywhere. And in fact, you actually make little microbiomes in your home, in your bed. You know, a lot of you guys don't sleep well in other people's beds, or you don't sleep well in hotels, because again, it's not your microbiome, it's somebody else's. You need to be around your dirt, your stench, you just need to. Now, you need to be clean. You need to clean the sheets. You need to prevent getting diseases. You need to clean your room, okay? But you need to be around the bacteria that are you. So Dr. Dahlia cooties are what makes me Dr. Dahlia. If I didn't have Dr. Dahlia cooties, I wouldn't be right. Just like Tom has his cooties, Bob has his cooties, everybody has their own cooties. And they're not bad things. Now, maybe they're bad to you, so nobody likes to get each other's cooties, okay? But I don't mind. I think Tom's cooties would do really good for me because Tom is slim. So I could use a dose of his cooties. But that's neither here nor there. You really should. You could bottle those up. Thank you. I'll take a suppository if I'll lose weight. Thanks, Tom. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, boy, we still got a lot to talk about before the end. And, of course, my computer right now is pooping out. Diet soda during pregnancy can be linked to you having bigger babies. And, unfortunately, obese babies. Now, many of us women, when we were pregnant, we were told to cut our sugar. And the reason why we were told to cut our sugar is because we were told we don't want to get diabetic. And so, unfortunately, some of us went to diet soda. Well, for those of us who did, we put our kids twice as likely to being obese by their first birthday. A new study of more than 3,000 Canadian children and their mothers find a strong link between the amount of artificially sweetened beverages the woman drank during pregnancy and the body mass index of their babies. Compared with women who stayed away from the drinks while they were pregnant, those who consumed them on a daily basis were twice as likely to have babies classified as overweight when they celebrated their first birthday. Now, some of you guys are like, all right, well, you know, they shouldn't have drunk diet soda. That's their fault. And I go, no. Something's really creepy about that. You drinking a diet soda while you're pregnant and something transferring all the way down to affecting the baby to the point that that baby turns out to be obese a year later, that is kooky. And that makes me wonder if we are affecting these kids' pancreases, and if it affects a kid's pancreas, it's probably affecting yours. Remember I told you people that drink diet sodas can still gain weight, if not more so, and it messes with the metabolism? And why is that? Well, because your body expects food. So here you are, you're getting the taste buds already, it knows something sweet's coming down the pike, so it's getting all excited, and all of a sudden it's a mind blow where, boom, there's no food. It's an artificial sweetener. It's a diet soda. And your body's like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no, she didn't. And then the body's like, she did. And then, no, she didn't. And so here you are basically starving your body. Now, your body, you know, like, I'm not going to starve. You know, I'm going to eat in an hour or two. My body's going to be fine. But no. The body doesn't think like that. The body thinks that it needs to save you. It may be mad at you. It may think you're cray-cray. But your body's job is to protect you. No matter what, your body is going to try and protect you. So your body will slow down your metabolism because it's like, wait a second, guys, we're getting fake food. So everybody slow down. Don't be on hyperdrive. Everybody slow down your metabolism. Slow down all the processes and slow it down because I don't know when we're going to get real food. And the next time you guys get something sweet or something to eat, it may not be real food. So everybody hold the phone. Now, some of you guys have GI upset and gastrointestinal issues from diet soda. That could be why. Your body's smart. It learns. So, going to diet drinks, because I remember the 80s, Pepsi Light, Pepsi Free, these women were skinny. These women were Cheryl Teagues and Christy Brinkley, and you're like, oh, I want to be like that when I grow up, so I'm going to drink Diet Pop. And it turned out, no. You know, sipping a Tab. Oh, I love Tab. Love Tab because it was pink. Anyway, researchers also found that when mothers had a daily habit of drinking beverages flavored with artificial sweeteners during pregnancy, their one-year-olds had BMI scores that were significantly higher than those of their counterparts. But the researchers could not find a link between consuming high-calorie sweetened beverages during pregnancy and the risk that the baby would be overweight. Now, that's fascinating to me. If high-calorie soda pop makes us gain weight, it doesn't make the baby gain weight. Yet diet soda does. So to me, that means the metabolism issue. Now, I'm not saying tell your pregnant women to drink soda pop, non-diet soda pop, but it reminds us to just maybe give the baby what it really, really needs. Now, mind you, I used to be really nauseous. Okay, I had horrible morning sickness with my first. So even though I tried the ginger snaps and the saltines, I drank some Coca-Cola because Coca-Cola was set on my tummy. And I didn't want to take nausea medicine. I didn't want to take any pills if I didn't have to. But I really wasn't big on diet drinks because I was scared. I was scared to give that to the baby. All right, so they say all the mothers completed a food frequency questionnaire, detained the food and drinks they consumed when they were pregnant. Nearly 90% of the babies got checkups 1 year after they were born. Among the moms, 30% said they drank artificially sweetened beverages while they were pregnant, including 5% who said they did so every day. In addition to diet soda, these drinks include coffee and tea, soda pop pee, sweetened with packets of Equal, Splenda, and other sorts. So the 30% of women who consume the no-calorie sweeteners, I guess they themselves had higher BMIs. They were also more likely to be smokers. When their babies were born, they did not breastfeed. But they say researchers accounted for all those differences. And still, the babies were 2 times likely to be heavier. So this, you know, many of you ask me, you know, what are you allowed to drink in pregnancy? What are you allowed to do? Well, what I recommend is just, you know, realize that you got an infant there. And you need to think on behalf of that infant. And so what does that baby need? Does that baby need a Jack and Coke? No. That baby needs water. That baby needs nutrition. So put nutrition in your body. Now, some of you guys are like, oh, my gosh, I haven't had a drink. I need a drink. You shouldn't feel that way. When I was pregnant, I did not crave alcohol. In fact, I didn't want to drink alcohol. Remember I told you I took a pregnancy test and it was negative? And then one of my buddies who had just gotten back from being stationed in Germany, he's in the U.S. Army, comes to celebrate my birthday. And at my birthday party, he brings me this big thing of German lager. And he goes, you got to drink this. And since my pregnancy test was negative, you know, because we weren't trying, I'm like, well, all right, well, I'm not pregnant. I took a sip of it, and I just did. It wasn't that I didn't like the lager. I just didn't want to drink anymore. It was the weirdest feeling in the world. And he looked at me like, what's wrong with you? And I go, I don't know. I just don't feel like drinking. It was so weird. It was like, you know, God was interfering. I just, and, you know, I've never felt that way. Trust me, okay? I was like, yeah, hell yeah, give me beer. Even though I don't like the taste of beer, I'll drink a beer. I just didn't feel like drinking, especially this lager that came from Germany. And you would think, with my German roots, I would have loved to, nuh-uh. I was so turned off by it. Well, a few days later, I retake my pregnancy test, and lo and behold, I'm positive. Now, I'm not saying just because I didn't crave alcohol, and it disgusted me, it would disgust you guys too. But when you hear a woman going, oh man, I would love to have alcohol, I would love. I mean, just stop and think about the baby. Now, mind you, a little bit of alcohol shouldn't hurt the baby, but we are not allowed in the medical community to say, go ahead and drink. We're not allowed yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Very interesting. Okay. Many of you guys are eating these Kind bars, okay? And the FDA is allowing these Kind bars, K-I-N-D, to keep their healthy label. The FDA is planning to ask the public as well as food experts to comment on what should be the modern definition of healthy, which will then set off a process that could take years to complete. And the decision to redefine the term healthy is a huge step, and the FDA probably starting to get the poop together for working on packaging of these foods. Because you'll have a food saying it's a healthy bar, and you're like, well, what's so healthy about it? Well, because it has vitamins and protein. Well, so does, I mean, you know, our sugary cereal is quote-unquote fortified with vitamins. Does that mean it's healthy for you? So the FDA said in a statement to Wall Street Journal that in light of evolving nutrition research and other forthcoming food labeling rules, we believe now is an opportune time to reevaluate regulations concerning nutrient content claims. The agency also noted a petition filed by Kind LLC. They are the maker of fruit and nut bars. I think I had one and it made me poop a lot, which is good if you need fiber. But the maker of the fruit and nut bars started campaigning for change when they were slapped with a warning letter by using the term healthy. And the FDA ordered them to remove the word healthy. Now I guess they get to have the word healthy back on their bars. And also say, I think that it should also make you poop, because Lord knows some of us need that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.